President-elect Joe Biden is announcing his choice to lead the Central Intelligence Agency. William Burns is a former U.S. ambassador to Russia and Jordan, and he served as Deputy Secretary of State during the Obama administration. He left government in 2014 to lead the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, a foreign policy think tank. Let's bring in NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Callum.
So if he's confirmed, Greg, Burns will be the first CIA director in the agency's history whose wealth of experience comes primarily from the State Department. So is Biden signaling something about how he views the CIA, by choosing Burns as its director?
Well, this was certainly an interesting choice and in some ways a bit of surprise because, as you noted, he spent more than three decades in diplomacy, not intelligence. But in other ways, it does fit Biden's pattern for his national security team. Very experienced people who've worked together, known each other for many years. Bill Burns is not going to the CIA to overhaul it. He's going there because he has gold-plated Washington credentials. And even when Burns retired in 2014, he went into the think tank world. And so he's remained very much part of this national security and foreign policy world.
And, you know, Burns fits the pattern, not only because he's worked with some of the other folks on the national security team, but also because he worked with Biden when Biden was the vice president. So how are people in Washington reacting to that choice and this formation of a national security team that is familiar to the president-elect?
Yeah, it's been a very positive reaction so far. Burns's former colleagues at the State Department, as well as former CIA officials, are all endorsing him as extremely capable. And while he hasn't worked at the CIA, he's a very well-known quantity there. He was on the receiving end of CIA intelligence for many years as a diplomat. Now he'll be on the producing end. And we should note what a big contrast Biden's choice is with President Trump, who didn't have contacts in this world. Initially, he picked people he didn't know very well. And then in the latter part of his term, he's turned to political loyalists who face criticism for politicizing intelligence.
And of course, one of the things that he's known for as a diplomat is that he played an instrumental role in the negotiations that led up to the Iran nuclear deal in 2015, although he had left government by that point. He's been critical of President Trump's policy toward Iran, which, of course, included withdrawing the U.S. from that nuclear deal and imposing new sanctions on Iranian officials. So what kind of role could Burns play in Biden's plan for the Iran as the CIA director?
Well, as you noted, he was a key negotiator back when this deal was worked out in 2015. Joe Biden was a big supporter and would like to get back into it if Iran is willing to accept the restrictions. But we are 5 years down the road here. You can't just turn back the clock, so it will be a little bit tricky. One idea we're hearing is sort of a freeze for a freeze. The U.S. will freeze its sanctions. Iran will freeze its nuclear enrichment. Then both sides will try to sit down, figure out if there's a way they can get back to the deal. It's possible, but not a given.
All right. That's NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. Thanks, Greg.
My pleasure.